section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
Never shaved it.
It's not the most comfortable thing.
To the shaving process?
I mean, it's okay to the shave, but once it starts to, you know, grow in and shit, and it starts to bump up from razors. And
bump up.
What if you just?
Excuse me. How embarrassing.
I try all different kinds of things to.
What if you just nair
prevent
it?
That's a chemical burn.
I neared my chest once, and I ran around the apartment like a madman because it was just burning.
Girls near their vaginas. Did you know that?
Oh, wow.
No.
No.
Yeah, wow, that's a thing, apparently.
Oh, story of my life.
There's no way.
Nearing my vagina.
That's such an aggressive
not
process.
Not I, but I've Is heard. I? I've no, heard.
Oh, I just thought you meant you when you said that.
She's just got like Sasquatch crotch.
A hairy diaper.
A hair
I remember
diaper.
One time when we were in like sixth grade, we told this kid, if you whack off with Icy Hot, it feels
really
good.
Oh, no, you did not.
So he did it, and he came running out of the room.
You bet your ass.
And then he mass killed the
Dicks
school.
On fire.
Jeez.
All right, ready?
Yep.
Everybody ready?
Mm-hmm. Coming to you live from Gravesend, England, it's IBWIP. On tonight's show, Molly feeds Brett, IBWIP News Bulletin, Blake's Ass Formations, Factor Crab Vape Edition, What's Up in E-Smoke, and The Truth About Cats and Dogs with your co-host Big E, Nani, Heartland Heartthrob Brett Conlon, and me, TBD Jason. And now your host, Blake Clayton!
All right, my friends, welcome to episode number 209 of It Burns When I Pee. I am your host, the podcasting god.
Amen.
Very good.
Yes.
Very good. I will give that a B plus.
A plus.
And when I say plus, I mean
positive.
You mean minus?
No, it's just something that's got me very, very distracted. Right.
What's
now.
Wrong?
Huh?
What's wrong? You have to make a BM?
No, I'm just distracted.
Okay. Oh. Jesus. Welcome back to the show, Nani.
Oh my god.
It's like if you could just move your beer and your arm to the side.
This side.
No. 30 seconds in.
Thanks for having me.
My original plan was to just when he was doing it, just not say anything, just be like this, and then have him be like, Blake.
That's why you gave it a B.
Right. How come both of these cameras are pointed Boots. Right at
Boner
our chest?
For a plus. All right. Yeah, exactly.
And all the way zoomed in.
All right, folks. We have tons of people here tonight. It's a big five host show. First, my vape right hand man, the bearded man, the one and only Big E.
Thank you. Thank you. Oh, I did that before the clap because I knew it was coming.
Good job. Way to be here. Get a hat on, would you?
No. Trying something new.
He's very proud of that head now.
Rocket.
Yeah, look at
it. You got to own it, man.
It's bald.
All right, and our first guest host this evening has appeared many times on the show. We have experienced him as the Brett Bump. He is the one and only Heartland Heartthrob, Brett Conlon.
So
hot. This is to all the little people out there. You're wearing plaid.
I am?
Yeah.
Okay.
You're wearing plaid.
Is that part of the
thing? That's all it says here.
It can't distract you nearly as much as not.
It's still modified flannel.
Right. Modified flannel. All right. Well, my co-host for this evening and head writer for the show, hashtag rename Jason, the man without a name. Jason.
Yeah, it sounds like there's going to be more. There will be.
No.
I have no hair.
Your story is yet to be told. Mm.
And finally, she has been an anime porn voiceover artist. She's a derby girl. But most of us know her as hashtag Nani. Welcome to the show, Nani.
Thank you.
Welcome.
I guess I should probably explain that. There's been numerous shows, because you listen all the time, you probably heard it before. But
definitely.
On numerous shows, whenever there's a boob reference, someone always says hashtag Nani. So
awesome.
Just to make you feel like you're known throughout the land.
Oh, she
Me
knows.
And the girls are excited to be here. Thank you.
Right.
The girls.
Do they have names?
No.
To be determined.
Yeah. Oh. TBD.
Yeah.
Hashtag name the boobies.
Yeah.
That's going to be way more popular than people.
Yeah.
Well, we have a great show lined up for you tonight.
Is over.
I think we have three things that are funny, seven things that are semi-funny, and one thing that's really funny.
We'll leave it up to you to decide.
You guys can decide that. And let's see. All right, so let me turn this rigmarole music off here. So at first, I usually tell a personal story. And the personal story I have is the other night, Brett Conlon came over to the house. He had a gig. They call it, when rock stars call it gigs.
You got Brett Conlon in this house?
Yeah. Yeah, he came over.
Nice.
Yeah, he came over before his gig. And Molly, she doesn't have Eli this last week or this week, so she doesn't know what to do with herself.
Mm. She goes to the bar, apparently. She just left and went to the bar.
But he came over, and we just got done eating, and she's like, oh, do you want some hamburger helper? He's like, yeah, sure. And then she's like, do you want Parmesan cheese on your hamburger helper? He's like, yeah, sure. She goes, do you want some chips? Yeah, sure. And then I was like, why don't you just ask me if he wants a blowjob? She's like, do you want a blowjob? And he was like, yeah, sure. Which then goes back to the whole thing of something's been going on with these guys for years.
It's a storied affair.
And
I was like a thank you dinner. I won't tell you what it was for.
Right. Well, here's my thing is, we're like, hey, go ahead, Molly. Sit down, you know, and share the mic and be on the show.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And she's like, no, I'm going to go to the bar. Yeah. So she doesn't even want to. She knows that she's going to crack. She's not coming back. She's not coming back. And so Brett, you're by yourself in this.
I'm here.
This escapade that you and my wife have had since the famous Voxer, where Brett's like, if your wife says I try to kiss her, she did it first.
Yep.
I'm still sticking to my guns on that story. But this is a different story.
Where did that one take place again? Because you guys were going back and forth on these voicemail messages, right?
Right. Well, they were at the high note.
I was at the high note, okay. And Blake was very, very far away. Like, if something would have happened, he wouldn't have been able to get there in time.
But you were there.
I was there.
Okay.
All night.
With my wife.
And able to be kissed, my wife.
Mm. My wife.
Huh.
And it was just funny that both of them sent me a Voxer, like, within 5 minutes, trying to cover it up. So, Nani, I think we should take this opportunity.
Oh,
yes.
No.
I was just going to ask, you want me to make you dinner?
Oh.
I don't think that's what he's getting at, Nani.
Yeah. If she says she's going to make you a pizza, don't engage.
What does that mean?
Because
she's famous for promising these frozen pizzas on the pizzazz, but then there's just 10 people in the living room waiting. And then she comes in every 20 minutes, and she's like, did you guys want me to make that pizza yet? Yeah, we do. Okay. And then, like, 30 minutes later.
That's after drinking whiskey all night with Brett over here.
I'm sorry. Go
I don't. I've never had a pizza from a pizzazz. Scott, have you ever had a pizzazz?
I own a pizzazz, and that's the only way to make pizza.
You can
right?
make anything from a pizzazz.
Yeah.
Is it better?
Anything. It doesn't matter what you put on there. One night.
No, it's a pizzazz is like an open oven, right?
Yeah.
It just kind of turns.
Just spins
it
around.
It hypnotizes you while you watch your food cook.
It seems like...
The best thing to use for is not the pizza, even though the pizza is really good on it, but he said anything frozen,
like
anything in that freezer.
It would take forever though,
no,
right?
No, it takes even less time.
And leftovers.
Doesn't matter what it is.
I was going to say, if it was just for pizza, not worth it, because I hate those things in the kitchen, the big clunky things that do one thing, and it takes up a ton of counter space, but you're saying you can put almost anything on here.
Almost anything. Yeah.
French fries.
Anything. Child.
If you're into eating babies, you can cook a child on there.
Chihuahuas.
Oh, yeah, Chihuahua. That would be good, too. So, thumbs up for the what is it called?
Pizzazz.
The pizzazz.
That's if you could get a pizza on it.
But that's if you can get Nani to get off her...
Oh, boy.
Could we backtrack? Because I want to get back to the... what was going on at the high note? Was there like a little...
Oh, yeah.
Was there like a little...
Okay, well, we've touched on this.
Was some electricity like in the air at that? Were you guys both like...
There was just like...
You kind of looked at
these
each other
forces in
happened.
The air that just, you know, you have a normal hug with someone and your faces don't go together, but it was like a magnet. We went to have this hug and like the air stopped in the middle and our faces just almost went together.
I think it's because he's a rock star. That's part of
that's
it.
That's what it is.
Mm. I don't have that capability.
I'm drawn to him because of that.
You're the podcasting.
That's why
guy,
I just don't, I don't hug you guys on here.
Well, you and I kissed.
We kissed last time, and there was we went straight for the kiss, though. We just skipped the hug.
We kissed the other day, didn't we?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There's a lot of homoeroticism.
Yeah, there's
in the
a
room.
Lot of kiss.
So Nani, you said something about making me dinner. Now, just to let you know, this is the situation with them has been going on for a long time. So I think dinner is kind of like a mute point. We should probably up the ante.
Just up it up
and dessert.
Okay.
Yeah. And dessert. I just think it's very ironic that she just took off out of the blue.
Molly?
She didn't want to be on the show at all.
Everyone here was like, you know, we got a full house, but let's get her in here. We can fit one more. She's like, no, I see that there's something about me and Brett on the show. I am hightailing to the nearest bar.
Well, and the funny thing is when she said that, and I was sitting right here. It's like there's no tech. There's no tech like, oh, Blake's here. Let's try to keep it cool. She said, and from what I'm told, I'm good at it. I was just like, oh, hey. Who told you that?
Bizarre. She's like Iron Maiden.
I think she said she had to leave because she was out of Hamburger Helper, and she's going to be back.
Oh, good.
Okay. I don't know. But Brett and Molly's love affair continues. Nani just only wants to make me something to eat. That's great. I got screwed again.
News!
You want the news? You can handle the news.
There's no news like good news like Gary Ganews.
I wouldn't have said all that, but, you know, that's just me. I don't say things like that.
What kind of things do you say?
I say news while the intro song is going.
What's funny about that is when the intro song is going, I got to maintain that level and get it right. And I don't have very much time to do it. But then everybody decides it's a great time to talk right over that. Then when I go to edit it later on, I'm like, oh, I could just use Levelator and it'll level the whole thing. The problem is Levelator hears that intro and hears the voices, and it's just like this. Real loud. So
I'm sorry. I like to say news when we're starting. And you know what? We haven't even addressed this yet. We've been doing the show for a while with intern Heather, but she's not here tonight. She's out of town. I know you talked to her a little bit. I don't know where she is.
You know, last time she was gone, she went to New York.
Right.
This time, I believe she went to Tennessee with her grandmother.
I think she's back, though. But she was, like, exhausted. She couldn't come tonight.
Yeah.
She had to work today. Anyway.
I think she probably got a paying gig at some comedy.
Probably thing. So. Yeah. She's a rising star.
That's what happens to a lot of people that appear on this show, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
We're the runway for them to take off into the stratosphere.
I'm waiting. I'm on the runway.
I like her, though. She's a cutie.
She's very good. Yeah.
She's good. Yeah. She's doing a great job, and here I am just filling in for the news.
Just filling.
Actually, I'm gonna do a few things here. I'm gonna read off some headlines, and you guys can decide what news story we do. Target, the mega store, is under fire for objectifying T-shirt for women. There's a woman swallowed alive by an escalator. Dog the Bounty Hunter admits El Chapo is out of his league. This is what happened when a New Jersey waitress paid for firefighter's breakfast, and Satanic Temple holds public sculpture unveiling in Detroit.
Nani, you picked the first one since you're a guest.
I was like, oh, I want to hear about the Jersey waitress.
You do? Okay. Yes. Well, by all means.
That Jersey might be the most boring, but...
I wouldn't pick them if they were boring. There's a lot of news out there. We could talk about Pat Buchanan and Bernie Sanders all day, but it's firefighter's breakfast that really intrigues the public.
We're on the cutting edge.
That's right.
CNN is so scared of us right now.
President campaign, Schmezident campaign. Firefighter Paul Hollings had just spent 12 hours fighting a particularly huge fire in New Brunswick with his fellow firefighter Tim Young, and they took him out for breakfast. They stopped at the Route 130 diner in Delran and had a nice breakfast. As they chatted about the fire, their waitress overheard, and Liz Woodward, the waitress, decided she would comp the firefighter's breakfast. She left this note instead of a check. Your breakfast is on me today. Thank you for all you do, for serving us and running into places where everyone runs away from. No matter your role...
My bedroom.
Hi-o.
Nothing lasts 12 hours in there.
No. Oh, nice. That's a 3-minute fire at the most.
It's a one alarm fire, is that what that is? Yeah.
Don't even slide down the pole. Don't even put your outfit on, because I'm going to be done and asleep by the time you get here.
Blake, have you ever had a performance so outstanding in a bedroom that someone said, you know what, breakfast is on me?
That was more just to get him to go away. If I make you breakfast, will you leave?
Breakfast is on me. Here's $10. Go get
go
it.
Go home.
Someone changed the locks.
Well, I have a story for everything. I have a sex story for everything.
It always ends with you boning some broad you met.
Back in the day.
At a Mud Van concert.
I used to be... there was, at one point in my life, I did have a young lady who we were in, a relationship, and we had sex often. And one time she took me to Bergner's and bought me like $200 worth of clothes.
That's a pretty good relationship.
Better than breakfast.
Well, back then, you know.
But yeah, it's better than... You can't eat clothes.
Right. No. So, you know, I mean, obviously I was pretty good if she...
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. So I was so good, I had him buying stuff for me, and I didn't have to do nothing at all.
Wow.
You didn't even have to have sex?
Maybe she's paying you not to have sex with her.
Right. That could be. You got bamboozled, buddy.
Nani, what do you think? Is Bergner's like
I was just like,
would you take me to Bergner's? Or would you take me somewhere
America? Somewhere
I mean, Bergner's can be expensive in my book. Yeah, so, you know, they were, I was just like, hey,
it certainly sounds expensive.
It was like Guess jeans. I got a pair of Guess jeans.
Oh,
yeah.
That's how long ago it was.
Nice.
How old are you?
Did you get any Zeke Havarichis?
Oh, you know what?
Did you get a pair of Umbro shorts?
No,
Umbro.
No. But I do think I got a pair of lucky jeans too.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice.
So I was hitting it like
you got lucky.
I was hitting it quitting. But come to find out, although she had very big breasts,
a la
hashtag Nolly. Nani.
He's Twitter pated.
Yeah,
he's drunk on breasts.
But she was crazy, and
yeah,
that really. But I remember, I told my grandpa the story.
Bizarre.
We had that kind of relationship, and he was like, he's like, why is she buying you clothes? And I was like, well, I guess because I'm so good in bed. I was just joking around with him, you know? And he's like, well, family tradition. What are you going to do about it?
So what happened with this waitress there?
I will say, Blake, that we all find out at different times in our life how good our grandfathers were in bed. That was
mine are all gone. I'm glad I never found them.
Oh, you never did?
No.
You got to go to your grave not knowing how well your grandma got screwed.
Nobody wants to go that way.
Hey, grandma.
I refrained.
She says, no matter your role, you are courageous, brave, and strong. Thank you for being bold and badass every day, fueled by fire and driven by courage. What an example you are. Get some rest. And the story goes on to say that the two men were so moved by tears, they took photographs of this. She brought it out where you normally would get your ticket to pay for, but the note was written on there. She took a photo of it, put it online, the firefighters, and she had a GoFundMe campaign or one of these Kickstarters for her father who had a stroke. And they raised like $60,000 for this waitress.
Wow.
Just because she said, you know what, I'll spend $12 and buy your breakfast.
I will say that
heartwarming.
What she wrote on there was pretty good. She should be a writer or a journalist instead of a waitress.
Well, they found out it was plagiarized, and then people took back the $60,000.
Did she take it from that movie with Nicolas Cage, right? The cop and the waitress?
Oh, yeah, the one where he gets the lottery ticket?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
She did.
Mm-hmm.
Great one. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No,
I was just looking at something.
He's still thinking about his grandpa's sex.
Can we get this girl a Shaw?
I was going to say, though, I had, speaking of getting something for getting something.
Oh, okay.
Like when I was, not like, you know, junior high, I let some guy touch my boob for a gondola.
How does that conversation
and
start?
That's the only thing I got something for.
Was it a whole gondola?
She's like, I'm hungry.
A whole gondola.
He had the gondola there.
Yeah.
She was hungry.
And he was
he's like, well, no, I'll let you touch my boo.
Yeah.
That's
it's a bartering.
Exactly what happened.
What
I was like, sure, go for it.
I'll eat an exchange gondola. Of goods and services.
Can I touch your boo? Well, can I have that gondola? Yeah.
Sold. Done.
Done.
Blake would like to know the name of the guy so he could describe the boob.
Yeah, I'm like, okay, so I'll tell you what. I'll give you two gondolas if you can describe to me what.
If I can lick your hand.
Oh, yeah. There's
that junior high boob.
All right, Brett.
Did he work at a place that had gondolas, or did he actually pay for it?
No, he just, it was there at his house, and I came over as a friend.
And left as something else.
Left as a lover.
A gondola.
He got second base.
She left
and I got
one gondola richer.
What were your boobs like in junior high?
Were they as big as they are now?
Let's cut tape right here, Blake.
Since fourth grade, they have been.
Since fourth grade?
No. Oh, no.
You should see our chiropractic bill.
Coming out swinging.
Jeez, no.
I like the idea, Blake, that he may work at a place that, like a junior high kid is working at a place that makes gondolas.
12 years old.
They hold no value to him at all, and he's able to get all this boob action.
I also like how the difference between having Heather and having Nani on the show is totally different, because this would never fly if Heather was sitting over here.
Heather would scissor kick us in the back of the head.
Sorry, Heather.
Heather's like, I work hard to maintain some stability for women. You know,
Nani just tore it all down.
That's all right.
You just knocked over the Berlin Wall of women's rights.
With your boobs.
Nani's,
and a gondola.
Nani's the big boob roller girl.
Jeez. Okay, guys. Right. Nani's a little bit more than just breasts. Okay,
I do.
She's creative. Right. She's talented. Let's just not focus on her.
That's
breasts.
Right.
You brought it up.
Breast. Which story? I'm sorry, Brett. What story would you like to hear next?
Oh, what was the...
Satanic temple holds public sculpture unveiling in Detroit. Woman swallowed alive by escalator. Dog the bounty hunter or target objectifying women.
I actually wanted to hear the Target story.
You got it. I like this. I
Brett
like this
loves stuff. Target.
I do love Target.
And the
Target. My Sriracha shirt from.
I buy all my son's clothes at Target.
Yeah, that's a good honestly. Place. That's the line, right?
It's
the
like
joke?
A step up from Walmart. Right? Right, like, you know what? We're not completely poor, but we're still poor. We're still shopping
we're
at Target.
We're pretty.
We're not
poor.
At Bergner's
okay?
right now.
We're pretty poor. Target under fire for objectifying women with a T-shirt. A T-shirt being sold at Target stores and on its website has sparked a backlash online, as many customers are claiming the top is offensive to women. The black T-shirt, which has the word trophy in bold white letters across the front, cost $12.99, has many slamming the retailer for treating women and girls as objects.
Bullshit. This is just a bunch of people that have nothing better to do. I've got six of those shirts coming for Nani and Molly and Heather. And it's a joke. You go to Spencer's, they have tons of t-shirts. My kids have ninja
ones, yeah.
It's a joke. And if a girl puts it on, nobody's forcing her to wear it. Target people, keep selling them. Fuck these people. I wish people spend as much time on something of importance as they do on stupid stuff like this. Shit.
These are people that are out of problems. They're at home having their first glass of wine at 9:30 a.m.
Like,
while their husband's off at work.
Fuck the trophy shirt and fuck Dukes of Hazzard.
They say, in a statement, Target said that the shirt is part of a collection for brides and is never their intention to offend anyone. And they always appreciate receiving feedback from their guests, which basically says, hey, fuck you. You don't like this shirt? Go fuck yourself. Right. Which is awesome. Way to go, Target. The collection also includes shirts that say Team Bride, Mrs. and Bride. And these shirts are intended as a fun wink and have received an overwhelmingly positive response from their guests.
It's no different than the pink.
And juicy on the butts.
Pink and juicy on the butts of
Victoria's
girls wear those. If I was a feminist and went into women's lib and all that shit, I would be more offended by a pair of shorts that say juicy that barely hide the vagina lips than a shirt that
those
says trophy
lips.
On it. That's just
amen.
Me. Sorry.
Amen. Was that worth it for you,
Bob? That was worth it,
You like that? Is there anything you want to add to that?
I think you guys have covered it all.
I
want to
hear
the story because I'm like, I'm going to have something to say, but end, I have nothing.
Nani,
I'm going to go buy a trophy shirt tomorrow.
Do it.
Are you offended by it?
Is it more of a shirt that you buy? Like, should I buy the shirt for you because you're my trophy?
That's the sweetest thing I've ever heard, maybe.
Yes. Okay. Yes, you should.
It just sounds like a bunch of shirts that you just get for your bridal party.
Yeah,
they just go out and have fun with
exactly.
it. It's no big deal. Who gives
just wear
it's not offensive.
To be honest with you, just
it's
wear
fine.
It to bed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's
or wear it when you're accepting a trophy.
We got time for one more. We got time for one more, Blake.
Yes, we do. I'm sorry.
Escalator.
There's stuff going on in the world right now. It's pretty intense. I can't tell anything about it, but there's a lot
Is
of stuff going on.
Crab Fest.
Crab Fest?
Yeah.
Is that a Red Lobster?
No, these are
having Crab Fest. They're having Crab Fest right now, and we told Blake about it, and he didn't appreciate it.
No. I'm busy here trying to set up, doing all this work while everybody just sits around drinking beers, watching TV my big screen TV, kicking it on my couch.
On your dime.
On my cable. And next thing I know, somebody says something about Crab Fest. I'm like, sweet. And then later on, I look at my phone. Someone has hacked into my Facebook and said, I got crabs.
Blake has crabs, and he loves to vape.
I'm like, come on, guys, let's be a little bit more mature than that. What do you want to do? Sit here and talk for an hour about boobs?
That's ridiculous.
All right, we got time for one more story.
We started off with the one about the waitress. Pretty uplifting, positive story. We're going to end on a real downer.
Escalator.
You're going to feel bad once I finish the story.
Yeah.
Woman swallowed alive by escalator after tossing child to safety. A Chinese woman reportedly died in one of the most horrific ways imaginable on Sunday after she fell through the platform at the top of a mall escalator. The woman managed to toss her 2-year-old son to safety just seconds before being swallowed inside the contraption. Is that not the – that is – that's like an irrational fear that has come to fruition.
They canceled,
look at him. He has nothing to say now.
No, no. They canceled,
he's in tears.
They canceled it out. There's so many of them there.
Wait, okay, everyone shut up. Let's say exactly what you want to say here.
There's so many of them there.
So many what where?
So many what
so many
where?
Chinese in China.
Uh-huh. All right, keep going.
She just...
Uh-huh.
She saves the kid and then dies?
There's one. Did she die? One less
she's
story
dead.
About.
She probably tossed it somewhere, and there's like a white couple just waiting to adopt it.
Right.
Yeah. Brad and Angelina were standing right there.
They're at the top of the escalator.
And it's a baby girl named Lily.
Here you go.
There's more to this story, but I don't even want to read it. Right. I think you really dampered the spirits of this crew.
No, come on. Read the rest of it.
I will now read the rest of it.
And now the rest of it.
According to the Associated Press, security camera footage of the tragedy shows the woman identified as 30-year-old Xing Xiaosui slowly riding up the escalator in the mall in Jingzhou, China, while holding her son's hand. Once she reaches the top, the metal floor buckles, causing the woman's legs to become ensnared in the downward-moving metal steps. As she frantically struggles to free herself, Xiang passes her son to three onlookers who try to grab her hand before she...
Now I feel bad.
It's right out of a horror film. You guys ever watch the Final Destination movies? It's over the top gore porn, basically. Mm-hmm. It's like saying, what are the most, again, unrealistic ways to die?
Dying that way.
And then it's being very graphic about it. And this is one of them. This is in one of the movies. And it's horrific. And that happened to a person.
It seems like that kind of shit happens in China all the time. I seen one on Facebook where these four Chinese dudes had their hands attached to some metal scaffolding. And they're walking. And then all of a sudden it gets struck by lightning and all four of them just go.
How was that again?
Okay.
for listeners.
Starched them.
They got electric.
But fuck them, right? There's too many of them anyway, right?
Yeah, fuck them. There's too many of them. Wow, okay. Jeez. Piggy's last appearance on IBWIP.
After all the hate mail is going to come rolling in now.
Because all those people that were talking about that damn trophy shirt are now mad about that.
The views expressed in IBWIP are not by Blake Clayton, just by Scott Elam.
You're going to lose a huge part of your Asian audience after that.
Oh, shit, the vaping Asian. Does he listen? Hope he only listens more.
He'll be fine. Nick loves us. He takes a joke.
Oh, yeah, Nick.
He's still like me, he just won't like you. All right, folks, we have back on July 22nd, a good friend of and musician in the quote unquote scene. So we call it Brett is a scene. What are you?
It's a scene.
It's a scene.
It's a scene.
But
I mean, not like a scene. Like you're making a scene,
right? And roots music.
There's people that seem to enjoy each other's company. And have similar interests,
such as music.
It's like a scene.
Yeah. So, but we lost one Owen Mays, and I never had him as an interview on the show, but I have played him many times, and I met him a few times over the years. And you know, he was loved by everybody. I think pretty much he was a good guy.
Oh yeah.
As opposed to be on Facebook and make a lot of posts and stuff, I don't have a lot of personal stories with Owen. So I thought the best way to celebrate his life. And his music is to play a song. So we're going to play Red Wine and White Lines. So moment of silence for Owen, and then we'll play the song.
Mr. Tag.
After the Mr. Tag, we'll do a moment of silence.
Okay.
Hold on. Wait. Let's do the moment
what's
of
silence. What's the order here?
Wait. Let's do the moment of silence, then the Mr. Tag, then the song.
All right. Thanks to our sponsor, Daryl's Flank Steaks. In anticipation of his massive 4th of July party, Daryl purchased over 250 pounds of grade C black Angus flank steak, but had to cancel when his appendix almost burst. Now he's passing the savings on to you, Daryl's Flank Steaks. You could do worse.
He has a one-track mind, the same way a hog does at supper time or slop time. He's got a one-track mind, just as that hog does, but he's not concerned about slop. I want to tell you, Lance, what he's concerned about.
I woke up this morning with an aching in my head. Don't know what I was thinking, I should have stayed in bed. So I done rail up off my mirror and I took a shot of booze. Red wine and white lines which waste away my blues. Couldn't find my keys, had to walk to liquor store. I only had a fifth at home, so I bought a couple more. And stopped by to see some guy made by a gram or two. Red wine and white lines which waste away my blues. Thank you. horse's tail. Didn't go quiet as I last spent night in county jail. Guess that's just the price you pay when you're born to lose. Red wine and white lines, which waste away my blues. Man, let me tell you, I'm falling apart and I know that I won't last. But it's my right to do what I like and I'll do it hard and fast. Day and make my way and try to pay some dues. Red wine and white lines, which waste away my blues. Yeah, red wine and white lines, which waste away my blues.
Rest in peace, Owen Mays. We hardly knew ye. If I've said it once, I've said it 40 to 50 times. Contact the show. Engage with us.
Stop. Every episode, we tell everybody mm-hmm. where to go. We tell them the websites. We tell them to subscribe. We tell them to email us. We tell them
my
to tweet
pant
us.
Size.
We tell them your pant size. Mm-hmm. Does it work?
You're the hub for you tell me if it works because you're the guy who gets all the stuff. I can't see anything that's incoming. All I can do is react to it once you alert me of it.
All right.
Are people doing it,
folks? There are people subscribing to the YouTube channel, which is great. We need a lot more. We need to make that number go up faster and faster and faster.
What are we at right now?
Like 110.
Help us reach a million.
But hey.
Only you can make a difference.
Yeah. That's right.
Only
right?
You can prevent forest fires. I'm going to let you go ahead and read your thing.
It's not very good.
Well, I'm going to let you read it anyway because usually they're not very good. But I just want to focus on everybody. Listen, we spend a lot of time doing the show. We love doing the show. We want to know what you think of the show. Even if it's a, hey, you're doing good, or hey, we listened, or hey, we laughed three
times. Or hey, Nong Man, I just subscribed.
Or hey, Nong Man, we just subscribed and stole that from someone else's show. It doesn't matter. Just let us know. If you try some of the vapes that we review and you liked them, let us know. And do those things. Okay, now go ahead. I just want to get that off.
No, that's fine. I write these each time, and I try to have fun with them. But I personally really don't care. But but obviously Blake does. So, I mean, you know, fudge me. Do it for Blake, will you? He's been doing this for 8 years. He wants your support. He's doing this. He's shucking and jiving.
It sounds kind of like a pity party now, right?
Yeah. You really care about what people are thinking.
I do.
Right?
I do. I want to know that somebody's
maybe you need
listening.
More of a fuck you attitude. You need to be like, you know what? I don't care what you think of my damn show.
And I tried that.
Email me. Email me something nasty.
That's my problem.
Tell me you hate it.
I didn't grow up in the punk scene. And if I did, I would be able to do that. I'd be like, fuck you guys. I'll do it. And I don't care.
Well, it's not too late. You could get into the punk scene.
Okay, you know what, everybody? Don't email me. Don't tell me how to think of the show. Don't review it on iTunes. Let us sit at the bottom of iTunes so nobody else sees us besides the core fans.
Yeah.
You know what? Don't do anything.
We like that.
You know what? Turn it off right now. Just turn the fucking thing off.
I'm not going to read mine.
Just say something
offensive.
I'll
save it for next time.
No, go ahead.
Really? Yes. After all that?
Yes.
God, now I feel like a big fucking tool. All right.
With your haircut, you look like a big fucking tool.
Oh, you're still my Heartland heartthrob. Despite everything that was just said, despite us going way over the time we usually do at this part of the show, we do want you to engage with us. It's fun, it's easy, and it clears up your skin, Pizza Face. Subscribe to us on YouTube, on our Pia Vision channel, on iTunes, and Stitcher Smart Radio for new content every week, sometimes twice a week. If we get a little crazy, sometimes twice a week. Head over to IBWIP.com to drop us a line or check out every episode we've ever done. From Blake breaking down to BJ and Colby building him up to intern Heather and I breaking him back down. It's all there in Technicolor. Like us on Facebook to find out about upcoming shows, Twitter to see what Blake is having for dinner, Vine for toilet humor, and Instagram to see what the podcasting god's boxer is up to.
And just the other day, if you would have subscribed to us on Instagram, you would see that last night Rory was doing a mic check.
Yes, he was.
Rory was doing a mic check. She was up here doing a mic check. It looks like she's – the look on her face is like looks like she's talking into the microphone.
She's taking my spot.
You know what? That's fucking shit's free.
We'll be on
and
the
if they're
spot.
On Facebook, they can see once a week when you go to Godfather's Pizza, right?
Right. We go to Godfather's Pizza. Folks, this is the part where I do all the plugs for the show. We want to first plug our new podcast, the song Inside and Out. We've just released the Ray Vietti interview. It's now available. A really good interview. He talks about the Harmon Brothers song, Mardi Gras. It's a great interview. It's probably one of my favorite ones I've done in a long time.
This is the one that, I'm sorry.
Since the last time I did one with Brett Conley.
this is the one that you were so excited about it right after you did it, and you called me and said, this is like one of the best ones I ever did, besides Brett Conley. And I can't wait till it comes out.
And also, we on the August 8th, we'll be releasing... Hey, Nani, can you do this real quick for me so I can finish this? Okay, good. Now I can focus. We're on August 8th. We're going to be
hair in front of
right here. On August 8th, we're going to be releasing the song "Inside and Out" featuring Possessed by Paul James. We're going to talk about his song "Color of My Bloody Nose." And Brett Conlin was right here sitting with me while I was doing the interview.
I was.
It was pretty cool.
I was.
How do you think the interview
went? I walked in right after.
I thought it was a great interview. I was actually, for me,
as an artist,
I was playing a gig, as you call it, later that night.
Well, that's what they do.
As part of the scene.
Yeah, as part of the scene. I was in the scene. I was playing a gig. Mm-hmm. But really, it was a very, like, really good, inspiring interview.
Sure.
And I like listening to him. He could be a motivational speaker.
Do you think your gig was better because you heard his inspirational words?
I found myself thinking, you know, if I was on a phone conversation with Blake Clayton right now, what would I say? Right. So I just said that in between the songs.
I hear you. And also, if you have an artist that you want to hear an interview of, a specific song of theirs that you really, really want to hear the inside and out of it, send us an email at thesonginsideandout@yahoo.com, because everybody uses Yahoo. That's what we use nowadays.
Oh. No. It's 1995.
I want to hear you talk to Sam Smith about Stay With Me. Is that possible?
Send me an email.
Gmail, though. You send yours to Gmail.
And don't forget, folks, RockyTopVapor.com and ShockerEliquid.com. Use promo code IBWIP20 for 20% off. And what's going on next? Yeah. So we got another song. So 20% off. We just recently asked them some questions during an episode about we're awaiting their response, but they really are enjoying the show and they're digging.
They're listening. Promise.
Yeah, they're listening.
New listeners.
Yes,
it's a mutually.
I just envision a vape shop just with a bunch of guys and gals just sitting around vaping, listening to our show, and going, "These guys are fucking idiots. Just dumb. They need lives."
You've been told, but I've been told you feed your family. Told to feed your family. Take that house and baby, take that land. All that's left is a lonely, lonely man. Take that boy, or take that wife. All that's left is a lonely, lonely life. Well, all that's left is a lonely, lonely life. So I will feed my family. You've been told, but I've been told you feed your family.
That was Feed the Family by Possessed by Paul James.
Yes. It was a little teaser, a little warm-up for you. If you guys like Possessed by Paul James, you're definitely going to want to check out that video.
That's such a cool video. Name. All these guys who come on here have the coolest names. I love it.
We all need new
Someday
names.
Someday you'll have a cool name again.
I hope so.
I can feel it. Day.
I wish I
Hashtag
would.
Hashtag rename Jason.
Yeah, if you guys want to give Jason a new nickname, hashtag rename Jason on Twitter or Facebook. I'm looking, watching both of them.
Bag O'Hare is coming your way.
You got something to say? You got something to say about Motley Crue?
No, actually.
Did you guys have sex to that song earlier today? Is that what it was?
Maybe.
Uh-oh.
No, I actually really like that song.
Do you?
Honestly, yes.
Oh. Did you like my mix? That was a mix.
Yeah. The mix was way better.
I don't know if you can tell by the drums there. It was completely different. Brett Collin just gave me the look like, okay, you've got your limit of jokes, Blake.
Hey.
No, he's...
I'm good.
He's fine.
I'm calm right
he's
now.
He's fine with it.
All right. Well, now...
She makes my emotional decisions for me. She's like, he's fine with it.
You're fine. Brett, you're fine,
you're fine with
it.
Yes, ma'am.
Brett,
yes.
I'll make your pizza later.
Yes, Nani, I'm fine with it. All right.
So this segment of the show is called Blake's Assformations. And from time to time, I feel I get into a zone. I get into a deep zone where I really think about the world and I want to convey messages. And I just start to write.
You're a lot older. Like, you're way older than all of us. So you have all this wisdom this knowledge.
Right.
And I thought you were going to
like Nostradamus.
Yeah, I thought you were going to say you have this thing about talking about asses.
No.
We're
going to
talk about butts.
We're
a little bit less.
So sophomoric.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
What are we going to do? Sit around and hack on people's Facebooks? So
their breasts.
I've got a few here, and what we'll do is, I seem to be like if I just pick somebody for each one of these, and kind of tell me how it makes you feel. Okay, so Biggie, we're gonna start with you.
Sure.
Okay.
Why not?
Sticking your hand in every foxhole you see will eventually lead to more than just dirt underneath your nails. What does that mean to you? You want me to read it again because I kind of stumbled through it?
Yeah, sure. One more time.
Sticking your hand in every foxhole you see eventually lead to more than just dirty dirt underneath your nails. It's the same word because I wrote it as dirty instead of dirt.
That's fine.
Sounds like a good way of getting an STD.
Mm. Right. It means
maybe crabs.
It means don't fuck every girl there is.
That's what it means.
Because your dick's going to fall off. That's exactly what it means. Very good. You're good at this game. Better than most of the games.
I thought it was about fisting. You shouldn't fist a girl.
Well, you can fist them.
Because of tearage.
Oh, that's not your problem.
As long as it's in the bottom.
What do you,
Willie Fister?
What do you have to? What do you have to worry about if it's tearing her, not you?
Common courtesy.
Yeah.
I'm a fucking gentleman.
If a girl's letting you fist her, I don't think common courtesy is something you need to be worried about.
You got to start.
Right.
You have to start like that.
She's got bigger issues.
And then get in there like that. You got to punch through.
That's a quick. That's
wait,
a quick.
Have you done this?
Somebody's
before?
Dad did.
Your emotions are like
they're very purposeful,
very instructional, mm-hmm.
Right? Very very confident motion. You have to.
How's that work?
You have to like pinch your kind of make your hand into like a triangle. Yeah, really ease it in. You can't just go like this.
You can't do it like this.
That's gonna really hurt somebody.
Just kind of, well,
I know this is bad for audio,
like kind of.
But we got video.
Like this, yeah. Right there.
Like this.
Brett, are you watching?
Brett, like this.
Brett, are you watching?
Anyway,
now you tell him to stay the fuck away.
And then once you get in there, this is my move. Once it's in there, it's called Hootie and the Blowfish, and you just go like that.
And you tell her,
you extend your fingers all the way out, and then you bring it back to a fist.
You and me, we come from different worlds.
You tell her, I only want to be with you,
and I don't believe in Hootie and the Blowfish.
All right,
do you just let her cry after that?
Yeah,
let her cry.
When I pull that fist right out, let her wail.
Okay, let's get back on.
Shit.
Guys,
I'm sorry.
This is a little bit more.
That was really immature of us to talk about putting our fists inside of women.
Right.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
Blake was like, we only talk about mature stuff. Fisting.
Hell, we started.
I spent a lot of time on
these.
We
started saying fudge instead of fucking the show.
You guys just made it dirty, and I just don't appreciate you.
We edit that out. I'm sorry.
Okay. And right there. Okay, we'll cut it right there. Whoa. All right. Brett, you cannot complain about not winning the lottery without buying a ticket.
Oh, that. I feel like I just watched a movie where they said that.
The Nicolas Cage movie? What
does that say to you?
It says the
big picture.
You got to be in the game to win it.
Yep.
You got to work hard.
Yeah.
You
got to stay dedicated. You got to shower with other guys.
Sure.
I don't. Hold on. Go back. What you just said there.
You got to work hard.
Okay. Got it. I'm done drinking.
Did you glaze right over and shower with the other guys?
Okay. Nani, let's get a good one for you. Oh, we'll just do this one. A constant barking dog can be more annoying than a constant barking woman. What does that mean to you?
Well, I feel like as a woman, I don't bark, meaning you're probably complaining to the people around you. But a constant barking, what was the first one?
Like a constant barking dog can be more annoying than a constantly barking woman.
Yeah, a barking dog, because women don't really bark that much. They shouldn't, at least.
That's nowhere close. All right.
A dog's never going to give you a blowjob.
Right. Is that what it was,
well,
really? A dog
is
not going to give you a blowjob?
You're not interacting with your dog correctly. Would.
Yes.
Basically, it just means that...
You're not teaching it the right techniques.
It just... You know, what is it with you guys and sexuality stuff?
I don't know. You started the whole show off with it.
You like boobs and butts.
You always just say, follow my lead on these things.
We have followed it.
I think it just means that no matter how annoying you think a constantly barking dog is, your wife is barking at you is going to be more annoying.
Yeah.
Huh. I think me and Molly were fighting. Yeah. She's not, you know, at the time, I think.
A woman wants you to, she can make you accountable and follow up on her actions.
Right,
a
dog's just going to
forget in a few minutes.
Right.
That makes sense. Dog
ain't shut. All right, this is probably
you can acceptably put your dog to sleep.
Right.
Justifiably, I guess I should say.
Yeah, there's
Jason.
It's nothing wrong with it.
Hashtag rename Jason, please.
Got a little cancer. You're gone.
Okay, when the sun rises at daybreak, you know that there will also be nightfall.
I think what that means is that, you know, if you're riding high, maybe you got a barking woman or you got a winning lottery ticket. The good things will come to an end. Everything is cyclical.
Everything is good. Everything good will come to an end.
Yeah,
that fist is going to come out of your ass at some point.
Hold on. Jesus. Hold the phone.
Oh, I know what we're going to rename this episode.
Hashtag anal fist.
Hashtag. Okay, Biggie.
Was I right?
Yeah, you were exactly right.
Yeah.
We got one more round. One for each of you. The power of 100 donkeys is the same as the power of 100 asses. I actually had that written 2 weeks ago. 3 weeks ago.
That's Confucius.
Confucius say the power of 100 donkeys is the same as the power of 100 asses.
He who farts in church sits in own pew.
Yeah. Right? What's that mean? What's that mean to
what's
me?
That, what's that mean to you? What, how does it make you? What does it make you? What does it make you feel?
1,000 what?
I just thought 100, not 1,000.
100 donkeys.
Where are you gonna put 1,000 donkeys at?
Jackass.
I don't know. It takes a nation.
A rose by to any do other everything. Rose.
It means arguing with one person is the same as arguing with another person.
Okay.
All right. You were close.
Yeah, not even.
Okay, here's another dog one for you, Brett, because you seem to be on a roll.
I had the dog one. But
you want the dog one?
Yeah.
Oh, you want another dog one?
Give her the dog one.
Okay, I'll give you the other one. Everyone can jump in the air without fear, but not... Jesus.
But Jesus?
He writes something.
He can jump in the air
Jesus
without fear.
Jesus can't jump.
Everyone can jump in the air without fear, but most cannot kneel without fear.
Oh boy,
that one is deep. That's one is
wow.
That was one of the better ones.
Cuts to the core.
That's one of the better ones.
It is. I think it's talking about the movie White Man Can't Jump, and how Wesley Snipes was not afraid to beg Woody Harrelson for that role because they were good friends. He's like, "Look, I'm going to do you a favor. I'm going to get your role in this movie."
Wow,
it's spot on.
I didn't think that was it at all.
I don't even know. I didn't think anybody would get that.
I thought it was like man constantly tries to overreach his grasp, but he won't, you know, bend over to a higher power or kneel before.
It was about humility, but I don't think.
Wow,
his was a lot better.
No, you're right.
Okay, hashtag Nani.
Yes.
A dog can walk through a yard full of poop without stepping in shit, but man has a stinky shoe.
Because men, meaning us humans.
Thank you. I want to make sure you get the full.
Are always getting into shit. Life sucks sometimes.
Well, for me, when I wrote this, I had just stepped in dog poop. And for me, it amazes me that I can go out in that yard and the dog has 4 legs and doesn't step in its own shit. I have 2 legs and always step in it. And it's amazing that...
Because they know where they poop and you don't.
I think if you pooped in the yard, you'd be like, well, I'm not going to step in my own. Because that'd be embarrassing.
I'm not going over there.
Good.
Therein lies the truth.
You guys are all great. Okay, last one we have here for you, Jason. Hashtag rename Jason on Twitter and Facebook. You cannot stop without starting first. What does that mean to you?
It means no matter what your goal is, if you don't take that first step, then you're just going to be sitting on your hands for the rest of your days.
Good, good.
Is that it?
You guys are all you guys are all way more intelligent than I expected.
What is... How smart did you expect us to be?
Oh, a lot more smarter than that.
Okay. All right. Well, we got another game. We never have back-to-back games, but we do.
Back-to-back. That's the way we like it.
This next one is one of our longest-running, probably, things.
And ironically, there is no intro or outro music for one of our longest-running.
Okay, well, let's come up with one right now. The segment is Factor Crap, and usually you and I will kind of tag-team sing it. Brett, will you? Yeah, thank you. High five.
Yeah, you guys start it off, and I'll jump in.
Okay.
When I feel comfortable.
Fact.
Or.
Crap. Or.
Fact.
Or.
Crap. Okay.
Okay. Wait, we'll wrap it up.
Okay. Well, that's supposed to do like a...
I want
this
to like,
is fact or crap.
I want like a November rain kind
it's
of soliloquy.
It's fact or crap.
Ooh, gee. Okay, wow.
Sorry, I got all Christina.
I like that.
Christina Aguilera. Like, turn around in your chair and push a button or something.
He's so dreamy.
No, you don't. These chairs aren't that
my
nice.
My dad gone crazy.
Okay. We're going to go around, and I'm going to read this. Okay, fact or crap. We read a statement, and you determine whether it's fact or it's crap, and they all have a theme, and we've been doing so much in the past few months about vaping, and Big E's here. He's our big vape guy with you, Blake, so I thought what a better opportunity to really learn more about the activity that the two of you love
sure,
so much.
Sure.
So right. This is our vape edition of Fact or Crap. I will go around the room. We'll do clockwise. And
Are you sure you want to go clockwise?
Let's vote. Let's all vote. Who wants to go clockwise?
Nani? I'm going to agree with Jason.
Okay.
Because we're on the plaid team.
I think that the other three aren't voting for clockwise, so we're going to go counterclockwise. I'm with you, though. I think clockwise is...
I think we made the right decision, but we'll let
which
them...
way does the clock go? I only do digital.
The clockwise.
I'll go with the guys that know the most about, you know,
okay.
Vaping.
That's not really going to help your score, but I understand what you're saying.
I kind of saw some things today, so I think okay. I'm all right. I think I'm all right.
Okay. I think Blake will give her some hints.
Okay.
As her shirt gets lower.
Jeez.
As long as he can touch her boob. This is junior high all over again.
He's texting Molly right now. Could you bring a gondola back?
Supposedly things, cool thing. I'm like, oh, I'm just checking my phone.
Snap,
get
snap
on
photo.
Oh, I didn't know the flash
I get
was
on Instagram 2 minutes later. What the hell is this?
Look at these puppies. Wow. Hey-o, get it?
On. Yep.
Because she was showing us a picture of a puppy earlier.
Okay. Like, right, Factor Crap vape style. Like,
electronic cigarettes.
Is this for me?
This is for you.
I thought we were going counterclockwise.
This is counterclockwise. We're voting for what you wanted.
Okay. The people. What the people wanted.
All right, here we go.
Electronic cigarettes cannot be legally marketed in the U.S.,
That's crap.
That is crap. The FDA has not issued any formal guidance on electronic cigarettes.
1 point for me.
Good job.
Thank you.
Big E.
Yeah.
E-cigs stiffen the arteries less than cigarettes.
That is crap.
That is crap. Two tobacco cigarettes will stiffen the aorta. E-cigarettes, on the other hand, made no difference to the aorta.
Exactly.
And were not found to stiffen the aorta. Man, I thought you guys were a bunch of chumps.
We know a lot about stiffies.
Very good.
We're not chumps.
I sat down this table. I was like, four chumps.
We do legitimate vape reviews.
You do. And you guys know your shit, too. You're not just sucking away on cereal-flavored vapes. You know what's going on.
Right.
Brett, are you ready?
I am ready.
I know these guys vape all the time.
I do not.
Have you ever vaped?
I vaped today with these guys.
Okay, use one of their devices. Oh, he's passing it over.
Don't cough.
Blake's passing.
Is this the straight in. Same one as earlier?
No.
Oh, it's a surprise. Don't tell me.
Straight in.
Make sure the IBWIP logo is facing the camera.
Do you know what flavor that is? Can you determine what it is?
I don't think he's ever had that.
Tastes kind of fruity.
It's blueberry and pomegranate.
Yeah.
That's a pretty safe bet.
It tasted pretty healthy.
You feel healthier having sucked that in?
I do.
Those chemicals?
I feel like
okay.
If I was running a marathon.
That unstiffened.
Yeah.
That's right. Your arteries are thanking you right now. okay. All right.
I feel like it also gave me some knowledge, so hit me with that question.
Secondhand vapor has nicotine, but it lacks combustible toxins.
I'm going to say that's a fact.
It is a fact. Boy, these are not tough at all.
We're just really intelligent.
There were too many statistics in that question for
you. Yeah, right. You're right.
Yeah.
Scientists established that there are no combustion-related toxins present in vapor, which also contains small quantities of nicotine.
Nice.
Good job.
All right, nicotine Nani. In small quantities is not bad for you.
That's, yeah, okay.
Just like vagina.
Jeez.
Small quantities.
You should probably you okay? want vagina in hey, large buddy. Quantities.
Hey, it's okay. Don't be so down.
Are you talking about one vagina in large quantities or one large vagina
one
in
small quantities? One massive elephant pussy.
I mean, you had five tacos today, Jason?
What does that have to do with it? With,
okay. Tacos.
Vaginas?
I don't think you had any pink tacos today.
Pink taco. Oh, no, actual tacos.
I my meat in your
I wasn't eating from a... Man, there's a box, too. That's kind of a Taco Bell taco box.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's like... Poof.
Fact.
Fact.
Have you ever... do you smoke?
Yes.
You do
well, I...
Only when I drink.
I'm a weirdo smoker.
Only when I drink.
Yes.
Okay, well, that's not weird. A lot of people do.
A lot of people do this.
Smoker, I guess you call
sure.
it.
Sure. Do you vape?
No. I tried it today and coughed.
Okay. Oh, he's passing it over.
He's going to do it again.
Oh, yeah. Wait, this...
Straight in. Don't try to do it like a cigarette.
I got to get the camera, right?
You're fine.
She's gonna hit that just shit. Hit that shit.
Hey!
All right.
That was better than earlier. Earlier it was like she was
very smooth.
Joint.
And
can you taste the blueberry or what have you
yeah.
that's in it?
Yeah. Okay. I definitely like it. It's
and Big
awesome.
E, you do it, but you have zero nicotine, right?
Zero nicotine.
You're just doing it like it's candy or something.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Why not, right? Is that you don't count that as part of your many meals throughout the day, do you? As much as I see you vape, it's like you'd have 75 meals a day. Okay. Okay.
There's no calories in it.
Healthy snack.
Yes.
Nani, e-cigs have no effect on the oxygenation of the heart.
That actually is a tough one. I'm going to say fact.
Damn it, that's right.
Wow, we're undefeated.
E-cigs do not affect oxygen supply and coronary circulation in general.
I like this. This is very educational.
This is good. You like
this?
This?
You know what?
For people out there that are unsure, that think this is... I don't know.
This is just a joke.
Whatever,
mm-hmm. That we don't know what we're talking about. Yeah.
Vaping's bad for you because everybody's telling you, oh, you're sucking. You're getting all that chemical off the battery and we're setting the record
That's
straight.
Right. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Blake, are you ready?
I'm ready. Wait, let me change the camera.
E-liquid.
I'm ready.
Okay. E-liquid has only minor adverse effects on heart health.
That's crap.
That is crap. Different e-liquids have been tested, and the general consensus was that vapor has no negative effect on cardiac cells.
That's why we do vape reviews, because we know what the fuck we're talking about.
Mm-hmm. Sucking that shit Boom. Down.
Big E?
Yep.
Now it's to the point where if anybody gets one wrong.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to be the first one, because I'm not good at tests.
You ever think of coming out your own line, Big E cigarettes?
Not cigarettes.
Okay. E-cigarettes are effective in stopping smoking and inhibiting relapse.
That is true.
Man.
E-cigarettes can help prevent former smokers from relapsing into the habit again.
Yes.
Like
and they could mm-hmm. effectively provide Sucor, which I should have looked up that word because I don't know what that means, to current smokers to kick the habit.
Yep.
Blake, perfect example.
Yep.
Cigarette-free since...
October 15th of 2014.
The Ides of Oct.
That's awesome.
That's right. okay. And what is your desire to go back to cigarettes?
Very, very little. Even when I'm stressed out, I'd rather vape. I don't like when I drive by people and they're like smoking in their cars. That's I'm like, fucking gross. And then when I'm standing outside with people that are smoking, I'm just like, it's gross now. I don't want my car to smell like that anymore. I don't want to smell like that.
Like sitting outside at break time and they're smoking because I don't know if your work's the same as my work. You can't smoke inside.
We're not supposed to.
Yeah. So when you're sitting there with smokers, they're just coming at your face and you're trying to vape, get up and leave.
And you can tell the difference when I do the show. If you go back and listen to the shows before middle of Ock, I'm coughing and hacking in every one. Now, Rampant. If I'm coughing and hacking, it's because I'm getting hot and laughing.
And it's mainly laughing now. But yes, like clockwork. I would say conservatively, twice during a show, you'd be hacking up a lung.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But it's gone. It really is gone. Yep. The effects are reversing. Okay, who's next? Brett, e-cigs are not a gateway for tobacco use.
I'm going to say... I'm gonna say it's crap.
Oh, first one.
Oh.
Fact. Out of 1,300 tested, only a single person who first used nicotine disguised as e-cigarettes later took to tobacco cigarettes concluding that e-cigarettes should not be used as a scapegoat for tobacco use.
Yeah.
I'm sorry,
okay,
Brett.
Okay, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Thank you for apologizing.
I was just thinking, if 15-year-old me were to have a vape, then I'd be like, well, I want to know what the real thing's like.
Yeah.
I want to know what the cigarette's like.
I got a nephew that's in high school, and that's all these high school kids do.
Is
vape.
Really?
If you go to a vape shop, you got to be 18.
Okay.
Good question. If you go to the vape shop, any of these local ones, and especially like a busy one, like the one here locally,
mm-hmm.
most of the people that are in there are 18 if they're lucky.
Really? Well, it's the new thing, right?
Yes.
When are we going to be able to sync up our e-cigarettes to our iPods? That's what I want to know.
We're waving to Heather.
Hi, Heather. We love you, Heather.
Thank you.
All right. Nani, flavored e-liquids do not play a role in helping smokers quit.
Crap.
That is crap. E-liquid flavoring is an important contributor to cutting down cigarette use or eliminating it entirely.
Yep.
Wow.
We're great.
Here's the secret to this game. If it's positive for vaping, then it's a fact.
Exactly. You did not tell me that about this game. Yeah.
Is that it? All you got?
No, but let's wrap it up.
Do you have another one?
No, I've got some more.
Do you want to do a couple more?
Sure.
Well, we're getting ready to do our vape review anyway, so let's do a couple more. We got time for
okay.
a couple more.
Blake, smokers improve health after switching to vaping.
That is a true fact.
That is a fact.
Definitely.
And, I mean, you're living proof.
I'm living proof.
He looks healthier.
Look, I mean, I've slimmed down so much you can see the bones, I mean.
I see one bone.
That's a skeleton.
I should have like this. Oh, sorry. My bad.
I see why he said
nothing. Biggie, the vapors e-cigarette users inhale contain multiple forms of formaldehyde.
That is crap.
From what I saw, it is a fact. But the formaldehyde
is
only
so hot.
Yeah, it's only released if you vape at a higher than normal voltage.
Yeah, you can't. They don't even make a device that can even do that voltage.
Well, I heard that they can, but it tastes like garbage.
Yeah.
People don't vape.
You don't
want to
do it.
Yeah, you don't want to do it. But it is in there to be released if you do it.
Yeah.
So
don't do it that high.
Don't do it.
There's no reason.
Not to like bring up another reviewer, but a guy from that I watch on the internet. He actually did it. He put it to the test.
And now he's dead.
No. And he put it up at those kind of voltages.
Yeah.
And he said if anybody is vaping like this, they can't be. It's just gross. It hurts.
He hooked it up to a car battery.
Yeah.
All right, Brett. Common ingredient in e-liquid is VG. VG stands for vegetable glucose.
I'm going to say it sounds like something that is good and not in a cigarette, so I'm going to say fact.
Well, that's crap. It stands for vegetable glycerin. you're really eating some shit here, Heartland. All right, the last one we'll do. Vape tongue, Nani, occurs when e-juice accidentally touches the tongue.
Fact.
No.
That's crap.
Oh.
Vape tongue happens for a variety of reasons, none of which involve e-juice having contact with the tongue, such as quitting smoking, dehydration, not enough variety, and cold or allergies, just to name a few.
Well, and let me tell you something about it.
I feel like you gotta talk like this, man. All right,
because you're wearing sunglasses.
Yeah.
Now?
Oh, Brick Collins.
Who's this guy we're talking to? Who's this? This is Johnny Jazz Pants.
I forget what was that guy? What was that character's name with the guitar? The blues guy.
I don't know, Willie something.
Anyway, no, I feel cool with these on. I can see why you wear these. I just fucking feel cool. No, I had vape tongue once, and it was because I just like nothing tasted good. I had overstimulated my, and so somebody's like, oh, drink a green monster or eat a pickle. I'm not gonna eat a pickle. So I drank one of those green monsters, the fucking grossest thing I ever had. It didn't really help it. So if you guys try that, don't do that.
Or eat a pickle.
It happened to me.
You're trying to shock your taste buds again.
Yeah.
It happened to me when I had a cold. I contacted Blake. I'm like, dude, I can't taste anything. He's like, what's wrong? I'm like,
did you hit that pickle
like,
after that?
No, I had a cold.
Hey, Scott. Man, you hit that pickle?
I hit that pickle, yo.
Aw, shit.
Is that why they sell those gigantic pickles in the bags at gas stations?
That's the only reason.
Well, at vape stores, they sell a lot of monsters and stuff.
Yeah, that is true. But dehydrate, see, that's kind of ironic they sell those because those things lead, I mean, can with the dehydration, it doesn't help with you. Spit it out. It helps you.
I would say just suck on a pickle.
Just suck that fucking pickle, yo.
Yeah, suck the pickle.
You guys have tied for the win for the game.
It should be.
Is there anything we can do?
I think we. The only thing we can do now is hear about the upcoming release schedule, I think.
Oh. No, we're
no,
there.
No, right? We got a pay-per-view.
Good.
Pay-per-view.
I would rather hear about that.
All right, I thought they were going to compare pickles.
Whoops. All right, let's
or
do,
see who could.
Everyone get your dick out.
Give those to Nani.
Take the biggest pickle.
Give those to Nani. She's very good at doing this part of the game or this thing.
Oh, let me help you here.
Yeah, let's get everything distracting out of the way, and let's go ahead and are you ready? Are you?
I'm ready. Yeah.
Okay,
oh, yeah,
hold on.
I'm good. I got all kinds of stuff ready. Oh yeah. Can I sing during this? No.
Rumors spreading around, and that takes its time.
I'm gonna play it until it goes into the drums. That's pretty soon, right? Okay. Right? Or is it a long time before the drums?
I liked it in the beginning where it says, have mercy. When I was a kid, I thought he said, I'm racist. I thought he just came out there and said it.
They got a nice girls there.
Yo, let it be known, I'm racist.
Right here.
All right, folks.
Ha, 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 ha.
I do not believe that ZZVape.com is any way affiliated with ZZ Top, but... what other band do you play when you're going to do a review of
what else
ZZ
could
Vape?
Play? What else?
ZZVape.com. All right, folks, here we go. It's been a while. ZZ Vaping Company. It's www.zzvape.com. You see their address on the website. I mean, on the screen there below. this company has got facts about them.
Let's hear them.
Here's
Let's
facts. No, here, you read the top facts. You're good at reading the facts.
ZZ Vaping Company, 39 years of compounding and formulating experience. That can't mean like 39 years from today. Does that mean like all the people that work there combined have 39 years of experience?
Because
it's not that old, right?
I think combined years.
Well, that counts, though.
Yeah.
It all adds up.
It's hard. I would. What if you saw a picture of someone vaping 39 years ago?
Whoa!
Yeah, it just took it that long to catch on.
Yeah,
this one guy in New York City has been doing it.
Right,
for
so we're dealing with a company that's got experience. It's not Himha Juja that's sitting in the back.
Is that a real company?
Yeah, in his back in the back room, some guys, in the bathtub,
like
yeah.
a fucking mess stuff up like a meth factory.
Your bathtub juice.
So this is these guys are experienced.
Their formulating and bottling processes are within FDA and GMP guidelines. For me. That's the first thing I'm looking at.
That's right.
You better be in with those goddamn... FDA. Nothing's going
in
this mouth.
GMP or GOP guidelines?
GMP.
Okay.
The Grand Old Party. Yeah. These guys are Republican and... Okay.
The GOP. clean area bottling practices managed by a registered pharmacist.
Oh, see?
Pharmacists aren't cheap. I know you walk into like a CVS and you're like, who are these bums back here? But the guy in charge back there, he's making a shit ton of money.
He is.
Plenty of education. Mm-hmm. That's a real deal when you're working with a registered pharmacist. Max VG Blend. Brett, if you had to guess what VG stands for, what would you say?
I would assume it was like just...
Vegetable glycerin.
Well, yeah. I would assume it was vagina in a text because that was what I would hope for.
ZZ Vaping Company, Max Vagina Blend.
The maximum vagina.
Why did anyone?
I'm just thinking of people vaping vagina juice now.
Oh, okay. Oh,
when is that going to be a thing?
We could do that after this part.
Yeah.
This is a new
company.
Yeah, this is brand new.
I think the chemicals they choose for vaping is specifically so that it can turn into a vapor easily.
Yes.
I don't think that vaginal excretions could
okay.
do that.
All right. So
the VG and the PG, the PG is what holds the flavor in the VG.
Okay, so this is some real shit you're talking about.
Yeah, I'm talking real shit. So that PG's in there to hold that flavor in that VG, which is where you get your vapor.
All right.
VG?
The Bee Gees. Yes, the Bee Gees.
The VG and the PG's.
Vape it a lot. So Carly from ZZ Vape Company was kind enough to send Big E sent you Zero Nick.
Sent me
and
Zero Nick, which
she wants to he wants to say thank you because
yes, thank you a lot. I love it.
Now and she sent me three Nick level and there were five flavors for us to go through. Now the first flavor, which is Banana Addict. Everybody knows I don't do banana. I don't like a banana.
Yeah,
I don't want to talk to a banana. But Nani, why don't you hold up that banana?
How many bottles do you get? You got five altogether?
The five flavors, yep.
And what are the nick levels in all of them?
Mine are three, his are zero.
We but got the 10 banana was zero?
We both got like he got the whole line in zero, I got the whole line in three.
Okay, gotcha.
Scott, you like bananas.
This is the first time I vaped anything banana. I've always heard you like not like, but I actually do like it. It tastes good. It doesn't taste like, to me, it doesn't taste like the runch, you know.
That's exactly what I'm thinking.
It does not taste like a runch to me, no.
It tastes like a banana, but like a natural banana.
It tastes like a natural banana, and does it say what it's got? It's got something else.
It's a Banana Addict Z Juice. It's a smooth blend of sweet banana and creamy custard.
Yes.
But it's sure to leave you wanting more. Did you want more?
Yeah. That's why I put it in a tank, so I can do it all day.
What tank are you using?
I am using a Star Freemax.
All right. And so I have been dripping. I haven't used a tank in a long time. So he's using the flavors on a tank. I'm using...
I'm straight dripping.
Okay, the next one, which I'm going to give as my second favorite, it's the Blueberry Pomegranate. And we'll get Nani to hold that up next to her breasts.
You do not have the blueberry pomegranate
because it's right here.
Whoops!
And you'll see
close to the breast,
close to Nani's nips. You will see how there's a yellow. There's the dripper has a yellow cap. On every nick level has a different colored tip. So like the all threes are all yellow. So. Mm-hmm. That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
This is Blueberry Pomegranate Z Juice. Is a blend of juicy blueberry mixed with a sweet pomegranate. Qualifies as an amazing all-day vape. I always vape a flavor all day. And I love pomegranate. I guess I never had pomegranate until I started vaping. Mm-hmm. I love pomegranate. There was another company, which we can't name. Mm-hmm. They had a pomegranate that I ended up not having sex for 30 days.
Yes, yes.
So I could get more.
He loves a pomegranate.
Mm. So blueberry pomegranate, that was really good. The next one I think is one of Scott's favorite ones, Cowboy Killer.
Yeah, and I haven't smoked a cigarette in, I don't know, 20 years. And that, it doesn't taste like what it's referring to.
It doesn't.
But it's still good. It does taste like tobacco. It's kind of got that. It's got like a nutty note in it. It doesn't taste like a pipe, but it don't taste like a cigarette.
The thing is,
it does taste like tobacco.
It's what tobacco tastes like without a bunch of
garbage.
Yeah. You know, inhaling a bunch of garbage. It's very smooth. It's not harsh. You had some, Brett.
I did,
and you know. This flavor of tobacco has stunning similarities to an all-time classic cigarette, which I can't remember. Mm-hmm. It's perfect for helping someone stop smoking. Now, when I started vaping back in the day, the first flavor I had was a tobacco flavor, and it did help because you can't just not but Cowboy Killer is very good. Now, for my favorite one,
would you suggest the Cowboy Killer as like a transition out?
Yes, then? Because it gives you that tobacco flavor. It does. It's kind of like it's like a pipe.
Yeah,
but it's not all. It's not all the carbon monoxide and all the other shit mm-hmm. coming in that tar and stuff. It's just the actual natural what people started when they started.
It tastes like if you could make a good cigarette without. A bunch of chemicals and all that bullshit in it.
So that would definitely, I would suggest that to anybody who's just starting out. My favorite is Sexy and Wet, mostly because I don't feel sexy, and my wife is never wet. So
it's like the Serengeti.
Resembling a tropical highball cocktail, this Z juice is an extremely amazing combination of cranberry, peach, and orange. I love it, and Nani is nice enough to hold it up, so let's zoom in. Let's zoom in.
Get in there tight.
Get in. Let's get into it.
Go right past.
While you're zooming in,
go right past the juice.
That Z on the front, it looks like it's like a Confederate flag, kind of, doesn't it?
You're not helping me at all.
No, that's like the American flag. That's not bad.
Looks like the American flag.
I'll be the judge.
Colors of America.
I'm a flag expert.
Carly's never going to send us anything.
No, it's not a negative. It's not a slam.
It's Carly. I don't know how many stars are on it.
Okay.
That'd be the
problem.
Factor, okay. Yeah.
And the last juice in this wonderful line, Watermelon Ice. Now, I have yet, in my vape history, I have yet to vape a menthol-based juice. Mm-hmm. Because the only time I did menthol cigarettes, I would do them like whenever I was really, really constipated, I would like smoke three or four of them, and then like 2 days later, and just
you'd smoke a cool and shit your pants.
Well, I like the ones that had the little
the crush,
thing, like, crush, oh, ones. Yeah. Caramel, but caramel crush. I wasn't a consistent menthol guy, so I was kind of apprehensive because I love watermelon. I saw watermelon, I was like, oh, this is gonna be awesome because I have yet to vape a watermelon that's good. Yeah. Watermelon ice Z juice has consistently sweet watermelon taste with a refreshing pure menthol flavor.
This one is my favorite out of the whole line.
Go for it then.
I just like it. You taste the watermelon. I was telling Blake the other day, especially without the nicotine in there, because with the nicotine in there with the menthols, it tastes like a menthol cigarette to me, and I don't like cigarettes. So it tastes like that candy that has the watermelon on the front, and then the back layer has like the ice, like, you know, like the breath mints that's got the ice in it, the icebreakers. Okay. It's like a watermelon icebreaker. That's exactly what it tastes like to me.
So overall, we had like I said, there's five flavors. ZZ Vape Company. It's zzvape.com. Definitely check them out. One of the other things I liked about them is there was not a lot of buildup on my coils using these.
Yeah. There's been a couple. There's been other companies that we've had that. I mean, you gotta rewick, and I haven't had that issue with this one.
This
has stayed clear. I've had some other ones where whatever sweetener it's usually caused by the sweetener. Whatever sweetener they use gets in the coil and it starts to burn, and then it goes back into the tank and it turns your juice dark, and Mike, this juice is
good stuff.
Clear.
So, zzvape.com, go check them out. I really liked it, and thanks to Carly for sending it to us.
Yes,
and check them out, and check them out on Facebook,
Instagram,
check out the website,
all that stuff.
Yeah, and Instagram. Tell them that you heard them about them on IBWIP. Let me ask, what does it say here? I'm a racist. What
he says? I think he says actually says "Have mercy" when the drums kick in. But when I was younger, I was like, "Did he just say I'm racist?" Like he just proclaimed it in a song.
They're owning it,
which I was like, I don't agree with you, but I have respect for you for just saying it.
All right, Big E, why don't you give us that schedule?
Oh, okay. This is what's coming up on the show. Episode 207 hashtag Rename Jason is now available. Episode 208, Taco Supreme, is now available. Episode 210, our next episode, inevitably titled The Fighting Irish Car Bombs, will be available on Friday, August 2nd, or 7th. And don't forget, August is National Catfish Month, so you know that 22-year-old hottie you met online and have been texting with, reveal to her this month that you're not actually Channing Tatum's stunt double. Surprise! Twist, she's not 21, and she is not a she. That is
ooh.
She's got a dick.
Oh, she.
What?
He doesn't leave anything to the imagination.
Also, Saturday, August 1st is National Mustard Day. Do the right thing and remove Colonel Mustard from the deck of characters in your copy of the beloved board game Clue. Everyone needs a break from being used as the murder suspect.
Yeah.
Don't forget to contact the show with any of your questions, comments, or suggestions. Or we'll downgrade Brett from the Heartland Heartthrob to a measly teen sensation. Also,
which might be good for you in the long run.
I couldn't handle that type of rejection.
Also, if you like what you hear, please write us a review on iTunes, tell a friend, and help support the show. And if you don't like what you hear, we'll throw it into the squared circle to face off against Nani and the McLean County Misfits.
Yeah. Plug there.
Yes.
I think they'd probably just choose to go there anyways.
Yes.
All right, folks. A lot of people to say thank you to. Thank you to Heartland Heartthrob and hashtag Nani for showing up tonight. Appreciate that. Big E, thanks for... I'm going to get to it. God damn it. All right.
Sorry.
Been doing this for a week.
Yeah.
We need to have it out one of these days.
You and I?
We get along too well.
Because I'm submissive. I'm the girl in our relationship.
We had that discussion the other night.
Everybody's a girl in the relationship with Blake.
Oh, yeah, because I'm a man. I'm a man with a plan. Big E, thanks for vaping with me this evening, and thanks for checking out all the flavors. And do you have anything to plug? Anything going on in your life?
Just my butt.
What's your Instagram?
Gross.
My Instagram is big underscore e underscore IBWIP.
All right.
Nice.
Follow Big E, and you'll get dick pics, beard pics, and vape pics.
Yes. Lack of dick pics.
Okay. All right.
Inside.
Belt. Oh, inside? Yeah. Inside your... Like you push it in and
it goes in.
Inside urethra?
It's an innie.
Oh, man. Oh, boy.
It's an innie.
You ever shoved your finger, your peter up into a finger and... No, okay,
I'm a grower, not a shower.
Hey, you know, the other day I was thinking about this, and I was going to bring this up earlier, but it got really raunchy, and I didn't want to like ruin it. But
when did it get raunchy?
Guy, I don't know. It's out of control.
When we started talking about fisting?
30 seconds
in? I think it was a fisting.
That was a turning point.
Masturbated on the toilet the other day.
Who did?
I did.
You did?
It was kind of nice.
You were sitting on the toilet? I was
sitting on the toilet. It was kind of nice.
Were you pooping at the same time?
No, I was just sitting on there, just taking a break.
Is that what you do? You just hang out on the toilet?
I never take a break.
Wait, before a poop or after a poop?
No, it wasn't.
In the middle of
No, sometimes I pee sitting down, so I got done peeing, and I was like,
you pee sitting down?
Sometimes. But you know what?
Feel better that way?
You know why?
Do you feel like you got more out?
No, I think in a way, because I think because your balls are just hanging there free.
Dude, you talk about the proper way to shit on the show last?
Okay.
So next time, if you have a chance, try to jerk off sitting on the toilet and having like your balls just like dangling down. It's really
Are they splashing in the water?
Try to push the erection?
Your balls hang low.
Push the erection down and then into the toilet.
No.
No.
All right.
That's hard.
Got it on the counter.
Just like
yep.
You just shot. Okay.
Shot on the counter. Uh-huh. Use my sock. Heartland Hearthrob. Right.
All right.
What do you got to plug, buddy?
Follow that asshole.
If you want to see, did I
tell too much?
No, I don't think so.
We're getting really close.
Are you going to?
If you want to tell us too much, tell us what you thought about while you were jerking off on the toilet.
Nope.
Oh yeah.
You don't want to tell.
I'm sitting right here, guys.
Okay. He's like, he got
it. It was
haircut.
An Asian
new
version
haircut.
Of Jason.
New
no, it was my wife.
Hashtag Asian Jason.
There
Asian
of course,
Jason.
It was your wife.
Asian.
I don't know why I would even ask you if it wasn't your wife.
What do you got to plug?
If you want to hear upcoming music show schedules, you can go to ReverbNation.com/Brett Conlin. If you want to see two recliners doing it, you can go to FurniturePorn.com.
Okay.
Right.
Awesome.
Where can we see you
Didn't
next?
Expect that.
Where can we see you next?
You can see me next at White Buffalo Music Festival, the weekend of August 7th. And I think we're playing this Sunday night, which would be August 9th.
Cool. All right.
Awesome.
And new album? Any idea?
The new album is like I heard a the last rough mix of it the other day. So it's like we're waiting on one more person who's going to do some guest vocals, and then we're going
to
send it.
Yeah, I'll get to it. That's let me.
Okay. Yeah.
Send them my way if it.
We've got the auto-tune button ready for you.
Right.
T-Pain his ass.
You're going to come back on the show when you release it.
We're going to bring the first copy of the album to the show.
Yes.
All right.
And crack open the cardboard.
Nice.
Or whatever it's packaged in. And
all right.
They need a vape that smells like freshly cracked cardboard.
They need a vape that smells like vinyl.
Hashtag Nani.
Yes.
You are... First of all, I don't want you to think...
Yeah?
When we have you on the show, you're a wonderful, funny young lady.
Thank you.
You have a lot more to you than all the stuff that Jason was talking about.
Oh, yeah.
You're a sophisticated woman.
Thank you, Blake.
You're a derby girl, so you've got a tough side to you.
Yes.
And I apologize for these guys staring at your breasts.
Sorry.
I know.
There's too many things in my way I can't stand. I'd have to make a blatant
I'm looking right in your eyes. I'm looking right in your eyes. So I don't want you to think that we just have you on here as a sex toy.
It's fine.
They're like a car accident.
But remember, your boyfriend and my wife have a thing going. So if you ever want to get back at them,
make him a pizza.
Make me a pizza.
Make me a pizza.
Anything you want to plug?
I promise I'll make you that pizzazz pizza.
Okay.
Wink.
No.
Wink.
That's what she calls my penis, the pizzazz.
Oh, pizzazz.
The pizzazz. It gives a little zing.
very little zing.
So literally will burn when she pees. That's what we're saying.
It gets hot and it lasts for 20 minutes. That's why it's the pizzazz.
That's right.
No, yes, I play roller derby, so McLean County Misfits with two S's on Facebook.
Do you have a .com yet? Or?
We do. It's being updated. McLean County Misfits.com.
Wasn't that taken over at one point by something?
It was by porn.
Sure, it just happened to be quote unquote taken over.
And you've reclaimed it since.
Yes, we have.
When's your next match?
September 5th.
Is it a bout or a match?
About
sorry, what?
About,
it's about what?
Very
about. It's about.
It's Canadian. It's Canadian.
So it's about, and it's September 5th at Skate and Place in Bloomington, Illinois.
You guys playing?
About 4 o'clock. We are still currently trying to figure that out at the moment. Yeah.
Very good.
So we're playing.
And you guys have like two other ones coming up in Bloomington, right, too?
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
October 24th and November 7th.
Your Facebook page will have all those dates and everything on it.
Yes, and we also are going to be doing a drag show / burlesque show in October, October 9th in Bloomington.
October 9th, burlesque.
So it's a big fundraiser for us.
Yeah, it's going to be a big fundraiser for me, too.
Something's going to be raised.
Hey-o, and finally, the man who does all the work for this show, the man who always wears...
Clothes.
Yeah.
Got his hair cut. He still doesn't have a name. Folks, you need to hashtag rename Jason on Twitter and Facebook. We need to get this guy.
Get a bag of hair.
You win a free bag of his hair and IBWI koozie and a sticker and button and an autographed picture of the before and after.
Jason by any other name is still a sweet, but I do need a name. I will take it. I have nothing to plug. I'm just happy to be here, Blake, with you.
Well, I didn't receive the second mystery tag, so it was supposed to be me. Oh, it was supposed to be Brett. Okay, I put a B there, and I just already thought of myself. Okay.
Oh, thanks.
Thank you to all the listeners. Make sure check us out on YouTube. Check out ZZVape.com, and tell them that IBWIP sent you.
The IBWIP annual garage sale is right around the corner. Reserve your booth now, or just come on down for the deals and Daryl's famous flank steaks. See you there.
Night, folks. Steak. We love you. All three of you.
Yep. And one of them's here.
Asian audience.
Yeah, sorry about that, you Asians.
What do you mean, you Asians?
That's all of them in general.
You mean you people?
All of Asia.
We did it, guys.
Are you a blogger or a podcaster? Or you're just not happy with your web hosts, you need to check out HostGator.com. You're going to find web hosting made easy and affordable. HostGator offers unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click script installs with a free site builder, and the best control panel out there. Stop by today and try a free demo to see how easy it is. And if you use a special coupon code, Section 8686, you'll save 25% off your web hosting packages. What do you got to lose? Check out HostGator.com and take a bite out of your web hosting costs.